Hi friends, hello the world. Welcome back to this episode of Tools for Transitioning Humanitarians and your host, the Solo Manoa. And today the topic that I want to talk about is how to condition our failure-fearing brain, especially when we're transitioning. And this is the topic that I think is the most reason or the biggest reason why people don't transition is because they're so terrified of failing. They're terrified of humiliation. They're terrified of other people's judgments. And hey, I have been there and I hear you. My biggest fear used to be that I will choose my own journey, get out of a UN job, and then do the things that I want, and then it not works out, and then I lose everything, and then I become homeless, and I live under the bridge, and then I try to go back to UN, and everyone will be humiliating me, saying that you see, you shouldn't have left in the first place. This used to be my most fear as I was transitioning. So therefore, I'm really speaking it from the experience of how it feels like to be failing in big ways. And I will also give you examples of how that happened to me in many ways in the past 4.5, no, more than 4 years. So the reason why I want to really get to conditioning that society teaches us as to how we need to think about failure and how failure is bad, what that actually means, I think is really what we don't really think about. What we are saying when we are conditioning ourselves or continue conditioning that society has given us, we just continue it. What we're actually meaning when we are agreeing that failure is bad, what we really mean, I think we don't really think about it. And that's the key here is because we don't think about it and because we don't really like sit and look at what actually that means, fearing failure, because we don't really do that. And also, especially when we are failing or when we're afraid of failing, we just want to get away from it as quickly as possible. So I get it. And my goal here is in this episode is really look at what are we meaning when we say failure is bad, and what are we meaning when we're afraid of failure, and where it's leading. And then another way that I would like to talk about it is what are the other ways that we can condition ourselves around failure and how that can serve us to get to where we want to, right? So I have written down, as you can see, all of my notes on when we say it's okay not to go for transitioning that I want. It's okay that I will not experience the things that I want to. I will not, have the job I want to, or I will not make the impact I want to. I will not make the money I want to outside of this context because I'm too afraid of failure. What we really mean when we say that is this one. And I have written down all of the possible ways that what we're meaning by that. So failure is bad if we are saying that, and if we are really believing it, what we are also agreeing to and actually implementing it on a daily basis probably is what we're saying is we can't really handle it. We don't want the life we're deserving or desiring so much because we are too afraid to even go for it. So therefore, we're choosing fear rather than going for the desired life that we want, right? We're also saying that we're not serious about it. In other words, we're not serious about the life and the impact that being with our loved ones that we want to. We're not really serious about it because we're choosing fear again over going for the things that we want to. We're also saying that it's okay to be stuck in our current place, right? Because the fear of failure is stopping us from going for what we want. Therefore, we're not really where we want to be currently. We feel stuck. We're not really want to be doing the things we want to, we're not possibly be in the place that we want to. And therefore, we're also by saying, I'm afraid of failure, we're also saying yes to being stuck and being okay being stuck as well. And I think the most important part that we need to realize is that if we are saying okay to being stuck, we're also probably saying we're okay being stuck for the rest of our lives. And is that really what we want, though? Right? And I think that's really where we need to start understanding what is like, is fear of failure so worth it that we're willing to stay stuck in the life that we don't want for the rest of our lives, right? So is that worth it? Is that really so unattainable or unovercomable, if that's a word? If we feel like that's so difficult to overcome and we are willing to trade that to feeling stuck for the rest of our lives, isn't that even more difficult to overcome than actually overcoming a fear of failure? I always believe that. I always believe that it's actually a lot easier to deal with emotions and then move on rather than keep using them as a reason for not going for what we want to. Because in the end of the day, even if you feel the failure, even if you feel the failure of, being humiliated and all of those things, that those are like tops days, some of the days of vibration, and then you go through them and then you figure out and you move on. Right? So I will give you actually an example here that I think might be very useful for you. Is there was a time where I didn't speak Russian well. And you know that I have a lot of stories around Russian and how I used to be humiliated and bullied and laughed at when I didn't speak Russian well. And it happened so that I think I might have told you this story before, but for anyone who hasn't heard this story, is that it happened to be that I was a UN volunteer back in the day, in the beginning of my career in the UN, and a coordinator of UN in Kyrgyzstan asked me to translate or interpret for him in front of a huge audience in a theater. And in Bishkek, right? And it was a huge audience of people, a lot of young people, and they all wanted to know about UN. And my job was to translate, interpret for this coordinator and in front of everyone. And remember, my Russian was not that good. Now, I agreed to this, even though I really wanted to try, like, I really tried getting out of it as much as possible, and I wasn't able to. And then they literally, like, I felt like they forced me to do this. And then what ends up happening is that, of course, I'm not only nervous speaking in front of everyone, I lost all of my train of thought of how to focus on interpretation, and I wasn't speaking certain words well. And people were even like laughing at me in the audience, saying that this is like who even got this person to interpret for us and all of those things, right? And then I was even asking some of the audience members if they can help me to find the word that I'm looking for in the midst of interpretation. So you can see how humiliated I felt afterwards. Like, the humiliation felt so big that I went home and literally I was covering my sheet and I was like covering my face as if someone would knock on my door and come over and say, ah, you are the person who actually didn't know how to say this and how did you are the person who didn't speak Russian. Now, after that, I think I made the first decision that I made at the time was I will never do this again. I will never speak Russian again. I will never go public and speaking at all again. And I will never experience this situation again, right? And I think that decision lasted me maybe 3 days until the effects of humiliation passed. And once it passed, what I then realized was that I wanted to get better at speaking Russian. I wanted to get better at speaking it confidently in front of people. I wanted to get better at interpreting so that I can do the job well. I wanted to show to myself and others that I'm actually highly professional and I don't need my fears and other things come in the way of communicating the message that needs to be communicated. And I took that as a way to say, okay, I actually have the ability to get better at it. And in other words, prove these people wrong. And of course, they were not wrong, right? They were telling the truth in the time. It's just that I couldn't handle the truth at the time. But at the same time, I realized that I had even more desire to get better at what I was doing, right? So you can see that the vibration of humiliation, vibration of feeling so bad about yourself is so high in the moment. But once it passes, we have a choice, right? Once it passes, we have a choice of what to make that mean. And that's, I think, oftentimes what we make it mean, what we make the failure mean. That means we no longer do any of those things. We no longer speak Russian, for instance, in my example, right? We no longer speak publicly. We no longer interpret. That is what we oftentimes end up making failure mean instead of making failure mean something else. And that's the condition we'll be talking about. So if I go further and say, here is the other way that we are saying, when we are saying failure is bad, what is it that we mean is we are unwilling, right? So we are willing, when we say failure is bad, what we are really saying is we're willing to fail within the confines of our current job because failure is inevitable in every area. We are willing to do that within our current humanitarian job or the current confines of our jobs because we know that not many people will notice, and the people that will notice are immediate people in our vicinity, and more people will not notice. But we are unwilling to do this for the sake of our life that we desire to live, right? So, in other words, we're okay to be failing within the confines of our job currently because we have done it in the past, and we also know that there might be other ways that we'll fail at work, and we are okay to do that, but we are not okay to do that for the sake of living the life that we truly want. And I think the other thing that we make failure mean is that we just, when we say failure is bad, what we're really saying is that I am okay to give up the minute it doesn't work, right? I'm also, what I mean by that is I'm not willing to commit to making things work. And I think this is also another thing that's very interesting is why are we not willing to commit to making things work for the sake of creating the life that we are wanting? Because remember, we used to have that desire and commitment and going all in attitude in the beginning, or maybe throughout, and even maybe continuously now we have that attitude, except that we're not willing to bring that attitude to the life that we're transitioning to the life that we are really desiring. And why? Only because of fear and failure. Think about this. All of this because of fearing failure, because of fearing other people's judgments, because of fearing our own judgments. And we're also, when we say failure is bad, what we're also saying is I'm okay not to be a resilient person. I'm okay to be failing and then giving up instead of getting up and keep going towards what I want to. Right? And the I think the last one that I'm really like thinking about is that when I used to fail in the past, and give up on things, what I would usually say is I'm also okay to be indulging in my self-pity. I'm going to be self-pitying myself and indulging a lot about it and then telling myself how I'm a failure, I shouldn't have done this, why did I do this? I'm the person who's not good at anything, and then I would add the past and then just say, you see, that's what failure does. And that's how I used to condition myself. And I'm afraid that many of us, when we are saying that we're afraid of failure, that's what we're really doing, is we're conditioning ourselves to say it's okay to be pitying ourselves, it's okay to be hating ourselves, it's okay to be telling ourselves how we're the failure and how we shouldn't have done this and beat ourselves up, instead of recognizing that we took upon a journey that was challenging. But we also knew that the journey of being stuck and not being in the place that we want to is also equally challenging, and therefore we chose to go for the one that we actually want to. So therefore, the conditioning that I'm proposing today, that I think that is available to every one of us when we fail, or especially if we are trying to fail ahead of time, which is we haven't even made decisions, we haven't even decided to transition, we haven't even decided to go for what we want to, but we're already telling ourselves all the stories of how what we want is not going to work. That's failing ahead of time. And when we are doing that, notice how you are conditioning yourself. Notice how you are conditioning yourself to say that it's okay not to go for the things that you want to. It's okay to be stuck where you don't want to. It's okay not to commit to the things that you want to. It's okay to give up on things that actually matter. It's okay not to take things seriously the way that you desire. And it's okay to be indulging in self-pity rather than actually going and living the life you want to. Now, if we don't want to be conditioning ourselves that way, and if we don't want to be the examples for our loved ones to who like for whom we are maybe examples of people who really go after what we want, doing the things that we want, and if we want to continue in that vein, then we really need to understand that when we are failing, others are watching us as well, but what we make that failure mean, and how do we continue going for what we want, is where the new conditioning starts. And that's a conditioning that I want to talk about a bit more today. So, the way that we can always condition our failures is like the opposite of what I was talking about, right? So, failure can mean that we took things that we really want seriously. Failure can mean that we took the courage, we gathered the courage or created the courage to go after what we want to. Failure can also mean that we are resilient and it's a chance to reinforce our resilience. Failure can also mean that it's now time to show ourselves how committed we are to go for what we want to. Failure can also mean that we are no longer tolerating things that we don't want to tolerate for the rest of our lives just because we happen to be afraid of failure. And failure can also mean that it's time for us to learn how to process that fear and go through them anyway, instead of keep blocking ourselves from going for what we want to. Failure can also mean that we are getting closer to what we want to. And failure can also mean that it's actually that success is, excuse me, like people say that success is always on piled failures, right? And we're just gathering more of the ways to know how things don't work, excuse me, so that we know what works. And failure can really mean that this is us taking our lives, our impact, ourselves seriously to go for what we want and not agree to the compromises or sacrifices. And all of this is available to us in the way that we can start conditioning. If we go like into granular detail, is as soon as we feel like this is like if we're failing ahead of time, right? So let's say that we're not even allowing us to go for what we want to. Thinking about, okay, when I fail, how does it feel? It feels, I don't know, for everyone might be different, right? It feels maybe humiliating, it feels maybe disappointing, maybe it feels frustrating, whatever it is that it feels. Okay, I know how to handle that feeling. I know how to allow that feeling to go through my body. Because if I don't learn how to do that, I am willing to be okay with feeling stuck for the rest of my life, which I'm not willing to do, right? So therefore, I may as well learn how to process, how to let the disappointment, frustration, any other feeling that is very negative go through our body. Okay, I know how to do that. Then, in order to get back up and continue going for what I want to, what is it that I need to think about myself? That I know how to handle failure. I know how to go through these emotions. I know how to make things work. I know how to be committed. I know how to be resilient. So let's go for the things that I want to. And I also am in charge of how to decide whether this I qualify as a failure or not. And if I don't qualify this as failure, then I just keep going and learning and continuing my journey. So why do I have the need to qualify this as a failure? Right? Because also whether this is a failure or not is really dependent on us. How do we define it? And if we're not defining as a failure, then we're just continuing going for what we want and implementing the action that we have, instead of just keep feeling stuck at this. So the way that we reinforce it is by first recognizing what are the emotions that failure generates within us, recognizing how we can process them, and then what is the action that we take that shows us that we are resilient, committed, taking seriously, going for what we want. And that's what's the most important, rather than keep being in the stuck feeling, keep being in the situations that we don't want to, and keep feeling victim of our own lives. Instead of doing that, how can we keep reinforcing what failure means differently than what we are used to from the past? And then take actions, right? So the same way that I did when I was talking about my failed interpretation experience is, even though in the moment I said that I will never do this, I will never go for this anymore, but then after 3 days I recovered and then I said, okay, I want to learn better Russian. I want to communicate better confidently. How do I do that? I want to be professional in my interpretation and help the person communicate the message better, instead of just going into the cave of, oh, how miserable I am and how I failed and how everyone should hate me and how I should hate myself, and then just that be the story. I didn't want that to be the story, right? So therefore, if I want to reinforce my failure story differently, then I would use it as a way to say, okay, how can I now improve on the things that I believe I failed? What specific things that needs to get done, and how do I improve my public speaking? How do I improve my language skills? How do I improve my professionalism? How do I improve my communication skills, right? And then like dive into that even further and then start working on that. And I would love for all of us to really get to a place where the reason why we're not living the life never to be the fear of failure, right? Because there might be other reasons why we're not living the life we want to, and whatever the reason is that worth us not living the life we want to? Is that reason worth us not living the life we want to, making the impact we want to, making the money we want to, being with our loved ones, whatever it is, whatever the reason, whether it's fear of failure, maybe fear of judgment, maybe fear of other emotions, are worth us not going for what we want to? And I often hear the answer, no, it's not worth it. It's rather so worth to learn how to deal with them, how to make them mean, and then condition ourselves to keep going for what we want to, rather than keep allowing the societal conditioning that says failure is bad, that says we cannot handle it, that says we should just be obedient and do the things and never complain or never get out of the societal line. And we don't want that, right? So therefore, let's recondition what failure means to us in the future and follow our own conditioning of what failure means. So if you'd like to work on this, come coach with me. I would love to help you get to the place where you are no longer afraid of failing ahead or failing during transitioning because you know how to handle it, you know how to condition yourself, and you know how to keep moving towards what you want and creating what you want. Have a beautiful week. Talk to you very soon.